Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 18 and 1, it said, Jesus spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. One translation said, and Young's Literal said, it behooves us always to pray. Are there benefits in prayer?
Yes.
The Amplified says, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward, which means to faint, lose heart, give up. The NIV says it like that they should always pray and not give up. Say it out loud, always pray.
Always pray.
Don't give up.
In
fact, God's Word translation says it like this. He told them these things to show them that they need to pray all the time and never give up. So say it like that. Pray all the time.
Pray all the time.
Never give up.
Never.
Which would be why people would quit praying. Because they gave up that it would make any difference. There are a lot of people who used to pray a lot, who don't pray much anymore. Because they, number of reasons why. Some people have gotten mad at God. They didn't see their prayers answered the way they wanted them to be. And they prayed as sincerely as they knew how and as diligently in their mind as they knew how. And they don't know why God didn't do what they asked Him to do. And then there are other folks that's not so much the case. They just got carnal, too much fleshy stuff. And it's kind of like any other kind of exercise. You skip one time, it's easier to skip the next time, right? And next thing you know, you've skipped a month. And so you don't pray, and then you don't pray, and then you don't pray, and it's been a long time since you've really spent any time praying. But the Lord exhorted us and taught us. He taught them, He taught us. Don't quit praying. Always pray and never give up. Let's read some other scriptures to confirm that. Colossians, well, first of all, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Now that doesn't mean you're praying every breath. I mean, what about when you're asleep? What about when you're eating? What about when you're getting ready? What about when you're working? All these things. It means you don't get to a place where you say, okay, I'm done praying. I've prayed all I ever need to pray. No, prayer is part of our life. Mm-hmm. We never stop praying as part of our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And a lot of prayers don't have to be long. A prayer can be 30 seconds and be effective. But there are also times that we need to spend some time praying. More than 5 minutes. More than 30 minutes. There's times, we saw last week, there are times Jesus prayed for hours. There are times He prayed all night long. Well, if Jesus needed to pray for hours, you and me need to pray for hours. If Jesus prayed all night long, there were times that He did, then for sure there are times that you and I should pray all night long. And one of the things that we saw in that is at the end of that prayer, He had direction about who the 12 apostles were to be. That's a pretty big thing, right? Immediately that morning after praying all night long is when he called them together and selected the 12 and appointed them. Well, where did he get that? How did he get it? Is it a coincidence that he just got through praying all night long? And now he knows this? He said himself, he only did what he saw the Father do. He only said what he heard the Father say. And in these extended times of prayer, it is the environment where the Holy Spirit can commune with us and we can see and hear and know. Can you say amen? I've said this for some time. Prayers get previews. People that'll spend time praying, they get glimpses of things to come. That's part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Said He would show us things to come if we'll spend time communing with Him. And some of those glimpses of things to come are things you need to do. So it's in the form, it's a glimpse of something to come, but it's direction of the way you need to go. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always. You could, some translations say it like this, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication. Now you'll find these two words used often in the same sentence, prayer and supplication. They're not unnecessary repeats. There are no superfluous, unnecessary things in the word. It's either inspired or it's not. And if it's inspired, there's a purpose for every word. Many purposes. It's a living thing. At the best of my understanding and study, prayer refers to the general topic. And I'd say it like this, communing with God would be my definition of the word here translated prayer. Prayer, communing with God. And supplication would have to do with asking. Now you do your own study, see what conclusion you come to on it. But having looked at it for some time myself, that's where I am today. When you say prayer, you're talking about a lot of things. You're kind of rolling a bunch of things under one heading. But prayer is just the word, generally speaking, refers to communion with God, fellowship with Him, which includes praise, thanksgiving, worship. How many know we could call all of that prayer? Right. You were in your bedroom praising God and communing with Him, giving Him thanks. That's not all you did. And you might have asked Him some things too, and you might have just got quiet and listened for a while, and all of that is communing with Him. But if somebody asked you what you were doing, you might have said, pray it. Right? But there were several elements in the prayer, what you call praying. And included in praying can be supplication. Supplication involves asking. But prayer is not supposed to be only asking. Well, you tell me how you feel. If the only time you ever see a person, only time you ever hear from them is when they want something, they don't want to spend any time with you, hear what you think, talk with you, the only communion they have with you is asking for something from you. That doesn't bless you.
No, it doesn't.
Well, your Father is a person, right? You're created in His likeness and image. And so He cares about us wanting to commune with Him other than just asking something all the time. But here He's talking about, look at it again, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And what's verse 19? And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Paul asked people to pray for him that he'd have utterance. We need not be so loose with the concept of prayer. Sometimes people will say, you know, pray for me. And so I've had people say, pray for me every time you pray. I'm not going to do that. What do you mean? Pray for you every time I pray. Why? Why should I pray for you? Now, people will get upset just at that one response. Why? What are we praying about? Well, you know, just pray for me. No, see, that's being religious. Like it's not real. There are two big issues with prayer that I can see as problems with prayer. And one of them we've already touched on is not praying, just not praying. Not praying enough. Not praying is a problem. The other one is praying wrong. Praying wrong. Vain praying. Jesus talked about vain prayer. Do you remember? He said, don't use vain repetitions like the heathen do. He said, they think they'll be heard for their much speaking. Jesus told us, don't pray like these people pray. We do not need, we should not develop chants. We don't need to spin wheels or do repetitious things, repeating the same phrase over and over. I know a lot of people do it. Jesus told us, don't do it. He told us not to do it. Why? Because it is vain. Vain means useless. No results, no effect. And sadly, there's a lot of praying that is absolutely useless.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me